My guest at this time is brand new Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins. He represents the newly created 9th Congressional District, and he's been on the job for just under a week. We want to get his thoughts as Congress gets going here in the 113th Congress, the big issues, of course, that they will be facing, and how he plans to address those issues. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Well, let's start with just kind of the perspective of the party right now. Obviously, there was a lot of frustration in the part of some over the fiscal cliff deal that finally got done on New Year's Day. There was a little bit of rancor during the speaker vote, but ultimately John Boehner, of course, was reelected as speaker. What was the tenor at the recent House Republican retreat, and what's the general focus moving forward?
Well, I think so far, I think it's an understanding that we can, you know, that the status quo is just not acceptable. I mean, when from the conference perspective, and last week I was with a great many freshmen, Republican freshmen, as well at a retreat this weekend, looking over how we do our jobs and better prepared for that. But I think the one thing that is a frustration level is reflected in the American people. When you have a president who really says spending's not the issue and is very content to continue to add to our deficit, it really is such a disconnect, and really, to be honest, an arrogancy about this administration and really Senate Democrats for that part. And so I think from our perspective, there's a unity of going forward saying it's time to address spending. The plan that was passed was not something that was very good to many of us, but, you know, that's past us now. Well, now we got to concentrate on what's really causing the problem, and that's our spending.
In your conversations with returning members or new members, do you get the sense there's a different strategy, a different approach to the fight to come over the debt ceiling and these other fiscal issues that will perhaps change the way the debate goes than they have over the last few years?
Well, I think there's a resolve. I think that was one of the things that I saw, especially among freshmen and then also with other returning members, is that it's time, especially that we are elected members. The House of Representatives represents, you know, one-third of this, you know, triangle, if you want to call it that, between us and the Senate and the President. And we were elected just like they were. And it's time for us to, you know, run on the principles and stand on the principles that got us there. I think there's a resolve this time, especially after what's been going on over the past month in particular, to let's put together a positive outlook forward. And that means that we put forward what we believe is best for this country. And that's it's reforming our Medicare and Medicaid programs, looking forward to sustainability to Social Security. These were promises made to the American people, but they need to be sustained promises. And then also just a steady resolve to understand that no matter what, spending is our issue, and we've got to continue to hold firm on that.
Whether it's spending, whether it's entitlements, what will be some specific demands that you would like to see implemented as these debates unfold? What specifically do you think needs to be enacted?
I think what needs to be enacted is we've got to have spending cuts that are not just projected over 10 years. I think there's got to be real spending cuts that are in the next, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years out, that are very measurable, very manageable look at where we are, and that make a substantial difference. I think there's got to be meaningful reform in the Medicare, Medicaid programs, and look ahead as far as Social Security as well. The problem we get into here, and it's one of the things that, and in all fairness, frankly, caused me to vote against the aid package last Friday, was is simply we came up with a cap of billions of dollars and basically just said, well, it's for this group, and I understand needing to help with the Sandy relief and wanting to be a part of that. But when we come up with it and just basically say, well, it's just going to add to the deficit, that's just not the way that we need to continue to cut up business. We've got to get on regular order. We've got to pass budget bills. We've got to pass appropriations bills. And we've got to do the job the American people sent us to do.
We're talking with Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia. And, Congressman, I think most people, regardless of political party, would probably agree with you that, yes, we need to have budgets. Yes, we need to have at least closer to a balanced budget, if not a fully balanced budget. And, yes, we need to reform entitlements so that spending doesn't just completely drown us in red ink. The problem is how to reform, where to cut, and that sort of thing. Do you think there's a consensus within the conference, much less reaching across the aisle, on how to get that done?
Well, I think the best part about it is, and even speaking to some of our colleagues across the aisle, there's an understanding that we can't continue to do what we, you know, the way we're going. And whether that actually from the other party translates into what I'll consider positive solutions or not is yet to be seen. But I think as Republicans, I'm from the part of the Republican Party that means that means what we say as far as cutting spending, but doing so and looking at our budget from a perspective of we believe that America's best is still out there. We believe that, you know, when you reform a system in which is burdening ourselves through budget situations that to continue to add to deficits and debt, where we have a health care, Obamacare system that's getting ready, that's already, as of this month, began to tax individuals with no benefit. I think when you begin to start freeing people, I believe that that's just the best course to take. I believe when you do that, the American economy grows, and in turn, the American people experience the freedom that they need to have. That's the consensus that I see is saying, from our perspective on the Republican conference, is saying it's time that we do what government's supposed to do and then begin moving out of the way where we're not supposed to be.
Congressman, a couple of minutes left in our conversation here, and I want to get your thoughts on a couple other issues that are likely to come before the House and the entire Congress in the months ahead. And one that's getting a lot of attention right now is the presidential task force in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting massacre. And most of that focus, of course, is going to be on new regulations regarding guns. The vice president saying today that some of this he believes can be done through executive order and other things. They're going to be pushing very hard to get these new regulations through Congress. What's your general idea moving forward, and what do you think is the most effective way of dealing with some of these horrific tragedies we've seen lately?
Well, I think there's two things there that you mentioned that are really important to me. The first is, again, this president was not elected to do things by himself. Simply saying that he will handle things through executive order is an affront to the American people, and it's an affront to the Constitution. We are not just elected bodies on the House and the Senate that were elected there just to either go along or rubber stamp whatever he wants. That is a mistake, and I would urge the president and administration not to head down that path. I think what is concerning to me on the other part is again, at this point, the tragedies in Sandy Hook and the others were horrific. As a pastor and as someone who is in the military as a chaplain, has been to war, I know the horrificness of tragedy. And this was just, again, another tragedy. But again, what we have determined is we're going to, in a way, to focus our feelings and our concern, to show our concern, we're focusing on the instrument of use by a very sick individual. Instead of looking at the fact that this was a sick individual who had a lot of trouble, we're focusing on the instruments that he chose to use. Just in the same day, and roughly, there was also a massacre across the oceans in China in which a man actually did a very similar thing, except he used a knife. I think the key that we've got to look at here is, again, and I understand the sympathies, I understand the feelings, and no one, I think, would come closer to me than being put in the position of dealing with folks who've experienced great loss and tragedy suddenly. But I think the thing about it is to make ourselves feel better by simply going after a political agenda that deals with one of our base fundamental rights in the Second Amendment, I think is just a mistake, and I think it's an emotional reaction to several events that have occurred over the past year. That is, really the message that I hear from a lot of people, and especially in our district, but I think it's something my hope would be in this Congress that we would look at the tragedy of what happened with a sick individual who did a sick and perverted and unjust act, but again, look at our response to it.
Congressman, last question. You mentioned your time as a chaplain, your time as a pastor. What other issues will you be championing, whether it's related to our culture, related to our armed forces, in your time in Congress?
I'm going to be focused on is I've already shown in my signing on and co-sponsoring balanced budget amendment, co-sponsoring of the fair tax, also looking at regulatory reform, which is very large in my district, dealing with everything from our poultry industry to our granite industry to our lakes, our Corps of Engineers, and the management or lack of management that has occurred in the lakes up here in northeast Georgia. Those are the kind of things that I'm going to be focused on. Of course, we're going to get immigration and other things. But I think overriding is our fiscal house needs to be in order, and then we begin to look at the ways that our country does its work as far as working together. What I go back to the regular order. Let's put budget bills forward. Let's put the appropriations process to work, and let's work together to do what the American people sent us to do.
Well, Congressman, we'll have to call time there. Welcome to Washington. Thank you for your service, and we look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins represents his state's newly created 9th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.